help us. My question is, which day is the seventh day, the seventh day, since the seventh day in, say, in America is different from the seventh day in Australia? And if God really rested on the seventh day, then where was it resting? Was it in Australia or in America? Two, what is God doing after the seventh day? When he gets to the seventh day, does he rest? If he rests, does he rest, use the American seventh day or the Australian seventh day?
All right, let's hold on for a second here. You've given us plenty to think about. Okay. The first part of that question is, when you're saying the seventh day in Australia is different, if you look in the dictionary in Australia, and I've been there, as well as the dictionary in America and any other part of the world, and where it defines the days of the week, the seventh day is what we commonly call Saturday, both in North America and in Australia. Now, it is true that because of the timeline as the earth turns, that it is different days and different times in different parts of the world. But in all parts of the world, the sixth day is followed by the seventh day.
Yeah, the weekly cycle hasn't changed.
Yeah, so wherever you are, whenever it gets to Saturday of the seventh day, that's when the seventh day comes.
Does it? It looks like if God rested, like the Bible says, if he was created the whole world like the first day.
I see what you're saying. See what you're saying. All right, so did God rest on the seventh day in the Garden of Eden or in another part of the world?
In another part of the world, that's right.
Well, when God created the world, I believe that the central, you know how they have a Greenwich Mean Time? Greenwich Mean Time for the new earth would have been the Garden of Eden, because that's where God began the cradle of civilization, and that's where times began, and the days and the evenings and the mornings began. But, see, man cannot live in many parts of the world in the same time. Man, it always exists in one day at a time. Now, of course, there are those rare cases where a person might cross the international date line. But my question would be, the Sabbath is God's idea. It's a day of rest. So these anomalies, sometimes people give me a question, Kennedy. They'll say, how do they keep the Sabbath in the space shuttle where in one day they orbit the Earth 20 times? Well, I don't know. If I were them, I'd pick one. One of those days that's the closest to the seventh day, and just rest 24 hours as you circle the planet. So you'll always find anomalies like that. But the principle is God wants us to rest, to worship Him, to let our animals and our employees rest, and it's a day for rest and worship. We could always look for loopholes and things that are difficult.
Right. Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, so we can choose a day and say this is the seventh day and rest.
No, God never says on a seventh day. God says that He blessed the seventh day, not a seventh day. And if you look in the encyclopedia or the dictionary, it'll tell you the seventh day of the week is what we commonly call Saturday. The first day of the week is Sunday. That's why it's the resurrection. It was the first day of the week.
And the name Saturday came much later.
Yeah, God numbered the days.
Sunday was the day of the sun, and it came,
from Roman
names. Yeah. So the names of the days actually came later, but God ordered them 1 through 7.
I hope that helps you a little bit, Kennedy. Now, incidentally, Pastor Book, we have a book called Is Sunday Sacred? And it deals a little bit with some of these issues.
Yeah.
And we'll be happy to send that to Kennedy.
Kennedy, if you'll call our resource operators and ask for the book called Is Sunday Sacred, we'll send it out to you tonight at 800-835-6747. And hopefully that will help to resolve the issues for you.